Chapter 13, The Old Tattered Book. The Lord and Jonathan began their descent down the mountain path. To the right of them was a forest filled with what looked like pine trees that rose up hundreds of feet into the air. They were planted in perfect rows as far as the eye could see. Wildlife could be seen darting this way and that as they ran upon the needles that covered the ground. To the left of them was a steep embankment that dropped hundreds of feet down to the River of Life. They reached the bottom of the mountain and entered into a beautiful valley known as the Valley of Delight. The valley was filled with streams that flowed from the river. The streams entered the park on the far side of the valley, and they branched out into every direction. The streams made their way back into the river on the side where Jesus and Jonathan entered. Wherever the streams entered the landscape, the vegetation flourished. Fruit trees filled the valley, and different shades of the colors yellow, red, and orange burst forth through the green leaves upon the trees. Many of the trees were filled with clusters of fruit, causing their branches to bend and arch toward the ground. Many people were there from all over the kingdom, for this valley was often visited by the shepherd. It was said this was his garden of delight. Many people wondered what brought the shepherd to this place so often, but one thought seemed to stand out more than any other. Wherever the sheep are, you will find the shepherd. Or, wherever the shepherd is, you will find the sheep. They continued walking through the valley, and as they continued, saints, angels, and other heavenly hosts all bowed down as the great shepherd of the kingdom passed by. They reached a spot by the river that was covered in lush green grass and white flowers. The Lord pointed to the spot under a huge fruit tree and said, "Let's sit here and finish our conversation." Jonathan, the kings, rulers, publicans, and judges of that sinful world refused to see the light of truth. They shut their eyes and refused to see, plugged their ears and refused to hear, hardened their hearts and refused mercy to the oppressed. They loved the praises of men rather than the praise of God of all creation. The world was not worthy of my disciples. They killed many of them in spite of knowing the truth. They condemned the innocent and let the wicked go free. They refused to see that nothing in all creation was hidden from your heavenly Father's sight, that everything would be uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom they must give account. Consider my faithful servant John, who is called the Baptist. He spoke out against Herod's marriage to his brother's wife Herodias. John said, "It was not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Because of this, John found himself bound and put in prison. John was a holy and righteous man. So Herod feared him and protected him. But Herodias hated John and was looking for a way to kill him. Finally, she got her wish. And Herod delivered my servant John's head on a platter as a gift. Consider my servant Stephen, a man filled with my grace and wisdom. He did great wonders and signs before the people. The religious leaders argued with him, but could not stand up to the wisdom I had given him. So they conspired against him. These wicked men dragged him out of the city and stoned him. As they were stoning him, he prayed to me, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And when he finally fell on his knees, he cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had finally said this, he fell asleep. That old world always persecuted me by persecuting my people. Jesus then stood up, reached into his royal robe, and pulled out a book. He handed it to Jonathan and said, "Take this and read it." Jonathan took the book, examined it, and to his surprise he discovered it was from the old world. The book looked very old, and the pages were tattered from being read. He flipped the book over and looked at the faded title, which said, "Fox's Book of Martyrs," written by John Fox in 1563. Jonathan looked confused and was thinking, why would the Lord have him read a book from the old world? Jesus said, "Read the first section for now, and we will talk about what you read in a little while." At that point, Jesus left, and Jonathan flipped open the book and began reading the first chapter about martyrdom. The book gave example after example of Christians who walked the path of martyrdom. Jonathan read and discovered many different accounts of martyrs. After the death of Stephen, a great persecution started in Jerusalem against anyone who believed Jesus was the Messiah or a prophet. The entire church was scattered throughout Judea and Samaria, except for the apostles. 2,000 saints, including Nicanor, who was one of the deacons appointed with Stephen in the book of Acts, tasted death by the hands of evil men. When Herod Agrippa was appointed governor of Judea, he tried to stop the spread of Christianity by attacking the leaders of the church. James the Great, the son of Zebedee, the brother of John, was next to be killed by the sword. His accuser, who brought the charges against him, repented and fell down at James' feet, asking for forgiveness after seeing the courage and steadfastness of his confession of Christ. He was determined that James would not receive the crown of martyrdom alone. They were both beheaded at the same time. Two other believers named Timon and Parmenas followed the same steps of martyrdom shortly after. One died in Philippi, and the other perished in Macedonia in 44 AD. Philip, who was born of Bethsaida, Galilee, was the first to be called a disciple. He labored for the Lord in Upper Asia and suffered martyrdom by being scourged, thrown in prison, and then crucified in Helopolis, Phrygia, in 54 AD. Matthew, the tax collector from Nazareth, labored in Parthia and Ethiopia. He finished the race marked out for him in the city of Narbonne, where he was slain with a halberd spear in 60 AD. James the Less, the brother of our Lord Jesus, who was elected to oversee the churches in Jerusalem, was martyred at the age of 94 by being beaten, stoned, and finally clubbed to death. He was followed by Matthias, who was elected to fill the position that Judas left, and he was stoned and then beheaded in Jerusalem. Andrew, the brother of Peter, preached in many nations in Asia, but when he arrived in Edessa, he was taken and crucified on a cross shaped like an X, which became known as St. Andrew's Cross. The people of Alexandria, before their idol Solemnity of Serapis, dragged Mark, who was from the tribe of Levi, till death overtook him. Nero desired to put Peter to death, but when the church found out, they encouraged Peter to leave the city of Rome to escape Nero's clutches. As Peter was leaving through the city gate, he saw the Lord Jesus Christ and worshipped him. As Jesus was leaving, Peter asked him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "I am going again to be crucified." Peter then realized what the Lord was asking him to do, and he returned back into the city where he was crucified. He requested that his head should be down and his feet be up in the air, for he said he was unworthy to die in the same manner as the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul also suffered under the first persecution by Nero. Nero sent two of his men, Phrygia and Parmenius to bring news of his death. They both asked Paul to pray for them that they may believe. Paul then prayed for them and encouraged them to be baptized. This done, Paul was then led away to the place of execution outside the city, and he gave his neck over to the sword. Jude, the brother of James, also called Thaddeus, was crucified at Edessa in 72 AD. Bartholomew preached in several countries and translated the Gospel of Matthew in India's native language. He was afterwards severely beaten and then crucified by idolaters. Thomas, called Didymus, preached the gospel in Parthia, in India, where pagan priests thrust a spear through him. Luke followed the same road as his brothers and was hung on an olive tree in Greece by idolatrous priests. Simon the Zealot preached the gospel in Mauritania, Africa, and even Britain, where he was also crucified in the year 74 AD. John, the brother of James the Great, was the beloved disciple of Jesus. He founded the churches of Smyrna, Pergamum, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea, and Thyatira. When he was in Ephesus, he was ordered to be sent to Rome, and then he was cast into a cauldron of boiling oil. By the grace of God, he escaped without injury. Domitian afterwards exiled him to the island of Patmos, where he wrote the book of Revelation. He was the only apostle to escape a violent death at the hands of wicked men. Barnabas was from Cyprus and was known as the son of encouragement. He died in 73 AD. In spite of all the horrible persecutions and continual punishments brought by evil men, the church increased daily, rooted and established in the apostles' teaching and watered by the blood of the saints. As Jonathan finished reading the first section, he was deeply moved by the stories about the brothers he loved. He was joined to them, and he was one of them. When they suffered, he could almost feel their pain, and the stories tore at his heart. His heart was captured by the faith and enduring strength of his brothers, and his love for them increased all the more. He sat looking at the water, allowing the words to sink deep into his heart. Jonathan turned to the next chapter and began reading.